WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The most expensive rock tour in history is blasting across the country this summer, leaving a trail of battered eardrums. Monsters of Rock is a heavy metal extravaganza featuring five top bands and 250,000 watts of sound, and performances that last over 9 hours. Rock critic Ken Tucker has some thoughts about the acts on the bill.
If they haven't been there already, they might be coming to your town this week. The Monsters of Rock. It's a concept that harks back to the earliest days of rock and roll when disc jockey Alan Freed used to cram Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, and half a dozen acts onto a bus and send them around the country. A package tour, it's called. But the Monsters of Rock would send Alan Freed screaming into the night. This is a package tour from hell. That's Metallica, probably the best band on the Monsters of Rock tour, and no jokes about if that's the best, don't play the worst. You and I can consider the Monsters of Rock and its heavy metal attack from a certain ironic, theoretical distance. You may or may not be into metal. I've seen concerts by every act under discussion here except for Kingdom Come, but I'll freely admit that I'm not exactly seeking out ticket scalpers for a front row seat. Still, in the privacy of my own home, where I usually don't have to contend with sunburned teenagers who've drunk too much beer, it's not difficult to appreciate some of this stuff. I enjoy the way Metallica speeds up the tempo of normally sludgy heavy metal and gives its yelled lyrics a sarcastic cutting edge. In this, I'm no different from more hardcore metal fans. There's a world of difference, though, between that and the Scorpions. That's the Scorpions and Media Overkill from their new album, Savage Amusement. The Scorpions are a German band that, believe it or not, is slightly better than the two other bands on this Monsters of Rock tour. Dokken is a bland little bunch of misogynists. Kingdom Come is a bland little Led Zeppelin ripoff, and I say the heck with them. What the Scorpions have going for them is a melodramatic style. It lends itself to ballads that avoid the romanticism metal fans despise. The biggest name on this tour, though, is Van Halen, whose new album, OU812, took a mere 2 weeks to become the number one record in the country. That's because Van Halen's appeal extends beyond the sizable heavy metal audience. They very astutely include a couple of melodic, catchy songs on every album to attract a large number of pop fans. Here's one called When It's Love. Van Halen's lead singer, Sammy Hagar, is an inexpressive vocalist who gets by on his smart aleck stage presence, but lead guitarist Eddie Van Halen is the reason this band exists. Working in a genre that prizes obviousness, Eddie is a hero because he's subtle. His intricate, fast, often very clever lead guitar chording is the first advancement of that style since Jimi Hendrix. What Eddie doesn't have is vision. He's a pyrotechnical genius without any sense of aesthetics. It's easy for even the most passionate mainstream rock fan to ignore the sort of heavy metal music made on the Monsters of Rock tour. For as many records as these bands sell, they don't get played very often on the radio. Even hard rock stations find most of this stuff too abrasive musically and too crude lyrically. But I really think you ignore heavy metal at your peril. It's been around too long and has done too much to sustain its popularity to be discounted as a force in popular music. Most of its fans follow it with devotion for a few years and then move on to something else. But it seems there'll always be a generation of young people who want to blow off steam to the squalling excitement of this kind of rock.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Monsters of Rock will be in L.A. this weekend and in Seattle next Wednesday. The tour wraps up at Mile High Stadium in Denver on July 30th. That was Metallica, and this is Fresh Air.